This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Elsewhere in Trump Tower today, Mr. Trump met with Rex Tillerson. He is the CEO of ExxonMobil and reportedly a candidate to be Secretary of State. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more now on the economic portfolio of America's top diplomat.
Trump's list of candidates is long, and their backgrounds varied. They include a former ambassador to the UN, an ex-mayor, a general, and a businessman. But given Trump's strong economic focus, will the new secretary have to be more deal-maker than diplomat? Jim Sasser, former ambassador to China under President Clinton, says business has always been part and parcel of foreign policy.
During my tenure, there was always a focus on trade and developing economic benefits for both countries.
Sasser worked with Secretary Madeleine Albright to open up a General Motors factory in Shanghai. But if the Secretary of State's job is to represent the U.S. position on international affairs, could the president-elect's tendency to fire off messages over Twitter make the job harder?
It's a dance. The communication of these signals and words matter.
Elizabeth Saunders is a visiting fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. She says America First may play well on the campaign trail, but foreign policy isn't just economics.
A question is whether it's the only part that Trump is really going to emphasize, and I think that is a major question that those on the national security front are perhaps more concerned about.
But Trump's tweets might also be part of a broader strategy, so says Philip Lowhouse of the American Enterprise Institute.
You know, some kind of ambiguity needs to be built into expectations.
Basically, keeping them guessing could give the U.S. a tactical advantage in our foreign dealings. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.